Tula doesn't miss a thing. You got it. Walt Dip Tula Road Rage. We're back. You know, Ron, I'm sort of feeling like doing the show to like 10 tonight. You game?
No.
No?
No, not game.
Okay. I guess we're going off at 7 then. Georgia Jeff. I'm actually sort of serious. I'm like in a great mood. I got lots to talk about. Georgia Jeff.
Walter, how are you?
How are you, Jeff?
A little bummed out, actually. We have a little group that we put in wagers before the season starts.
Hold on. Do you have me on Bluetooth or something? Or? Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Oh, Bama Paul's not listening.
Yeah, much better.
Here we go.
Thank you, Texas 706. Appreciate that. Go ahead.
We got a little group that we put wagers on breakout players and stuff like that. Well, my breakout player might be out for the season. Kind of sucks.
Who?
Arian Smith.
Really? Munkin just talked about Smith the other day.
He got hurt today in practice. It's going to require surgery. So.
Oh boy. Well, there goes the straight speed element. He was the take the top off guy. I mean, he's a legit 10-2 type guy. So there goes the straight speed element. I mean, look, he still needed further development as a receiver, and everybody knows that. But he did give you that dimension. And again, he's not your top wide receiver right now, but he was going to provide an element for that offense that I think was sort of needed. And so that's sort of a big loss.
That's a huge loss. No, that's a huge loss, Walt. Yeah. Let's not sugarcoat that. That's a huge loss.
Well, let's not act like you just lost Jameson Williams, though, either, all right? I mean, so we're not going to use that as an early excuse device, are we, Jeff? Is that where we're going here?
No, we're not. But at the same time, it kills me because, you know, everybody's been waiting for him to break out, and this was going to be the year.
So what did he – is it a knee?
No, ankle.
Oh, he broke it?
Same ankle. He's always had issues. He broke it his freshman year, and now he's hurt again on the same ankle. So
broken?
There's no
I mean, if you're saying out for the year, then that would mean broken. I mean – ankle sprain.
Well,
you know, if he has one of those high ankle sprains, he could just go over to Alabama and get that surgery. Be playing next week. Yeah.
Right. Well, they haven't said anything. They just said it's going to require surgery. So if it requires surgery, one would think it's pretty serious, right? I mean, they do that
high ankle sprain surgery now, that tightrope surgery, whatever they call that thing. They do that now. Really all over the place. So more collegially than professionally. Professionally, they let him heal. Collegially, they put you under the knife and they get you right back out there.
Yeah, they give you the varsity blues treatment with the needle and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, I didn't say that. You said that.
Well,
all right, go on.
Watch the movie. It's not me.
No, thanks.
Anyways, I know Noel's fan. I know Noel's fan was very excited about his football team, and I wanted to gift him instead of Florida State getting Amarius Mims. I would be more than willing to put in a recommendation for them to take Warren Erickson.
Yeah, you're not a big fan of Erickson, are you?
Not a big fan at all. Not a big fan of T-Rex arms, potato head legs.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Let me ask you something that's pertinent. You know, I get your Erickson dislike. Are we still on the straight and narrow with Eric Gilbert? Is everything still full steam ahead with Eric Gilbert? It seems like it is.
Eric Gilbert has shown up to every practice, which is a plus.
Yeah.
He has been performing at a high level.
Good.
And he is going to be ready, barring any significant setback of,
good,
you know, whatever.
Good.
Him and Brock Bowers both are fully healthy in shape and are playing at a very high level in practice right now.
Well, again, it's the best tight end room I've ever seen. I think the Smith injury is significant, but I also think he would have been like your fourth or fifth or sixth target. So I don't it hurts in that he gave you a dimension, potentially the take the top off guy that you may not have now, but I still think that this just means it's up to Monken to use those personnel groupings with those four tight ends even more. And I still think that that group of guys is going to be the real issue for every opponent you face. I just think you have a chance to sort of overwhelm people in the passing game with those tight end options.
Well, one thing I want to tell you too is there's been reports that Oscar Delp has passed Washington.
Well, they're completely different guys. I mean, Delp is more like Bowers, and I said when I saw Delp in the spring game that he's Bowers too. So that was one of the reasons that, you know, I was so high on the tight end group, that it wasn't just Bowers, it was Delp, and it was what I was hearing about Gilbert. So, you know, Washington's a different body type, gives you other elements. You know, he's 6'8". He's a pretty good inline blocker, probably better than some of those other guys, and he'll give you a different dimension. They're all going to play. They're all going to play a ton, and I said I was going to do this. I haven't done it as yet. Things I'm sort of most fascinated to watch in this college football season, and one of the things I'm most interested to watch is how Monken utilizes those four guys.
Yep, and a couple other players or a few other players I'm going to throw on there for you. Again, my boy Dumas Johnson, he's taking that leadership role.
Well, he's on the Butkus list, too. He's on the preseason Butkus list for guys who hasn't played much and just flashed the ability, and I think he's going to be a star, yeah.
Nolan Smith and Robert Beal, obviously, leading that defense, going to be those two guys are really good. Last thing, and I'll take it off air.
You didn't mention Carter. Don't forget Carter.
Yeah, well, everybody knows Carter by now, but yes, you're right. Carter is good. One wide receiver that is generating some buzz, and don't know if you probably remember the name, but not much production, Don Blaylock.
Yeah.
He's been playing really well, and he's back.
He's been injured.
Yeah, he's been back.
He had a knee injury.
But he looks really good, of course.
Well,
you know, okay.
Thank you, Jeff. Look, Blaylock was a fast athletic guy, a fast twitch guy before he got hurt. I don't know what he is now, so maybe that's the answer. Maybe Blaylock is the answer to the Smith issue. Ramona, I had asked you to pull up Georgia's schedule. Can we get to that? I got multiple people asking about that.
Okay.
And saying that their schedule is easy as can be.
Okay.
You know what? Honestly, I've sort of felt for a few years now like the Georgia schedule's been fairly convenient. Part of it is playing the division they've been playing in. The division has sucked. It's not their fault, you know, and you're supposed to take advantage of it when the division's down. And quite honestly, I still don't know what the division is. I mean, I think Tennessee and Kentucky are going to be pretty good teams. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, their first game is in Atlanta versus Oregon.
Yeah, that's the Dan Lennon game. Does he know the inside secrets? Does he know the personnel? Does he, you know, and you have Bo Nix who's played against Georgia. So, I think I gave that game out as a spread pick and I picked Oregon because I think they were, remember our preseason spread picks? I believe Oregon was getting 16 or 16 and a half.
Oregon plus 16.5 versus Georgia.
How about that? So I did give that game out as a spread pick. I think Oregon will compete in that game. It's going to be a matchup with some of the best linebacking groups in the country still. Georgia's still going to be good at the second level. But I think Oregon's even better. I think Oregon with Sewell and Flo is a top five linebacking core in the country. And Atlanta's certainly going to use that to their best advantage. That's a really interesting early game. I mean, I expect Georgia to win, but I don't think it will be easy. You know, and we saw Oregon last year go to Ohio State and shock them. Okay.
And then they have Samford at home.
Yeah, only Florida State has trouble with Samford. Georgia will not. So they're 2-0.
And then they're at South Carolina.
Okay. From a Gamecock standpoint, let's say the offense really does click. This is a shot. You know, they've played Georgia fairly competitively. You get Georgia early with all those defensive losses. I mean, I don't think South Carolina wins this game, but could it be closer than people think? Yeah. Let's say another win.
Okay, and then Kent State at home.
Yeah. Kent State, the fighting Dustin Crums without Dustin Crum, who's now the backup quarterback at with the Kansas City Chiefs.
At Missouri.
Yeah, another one. Missouri, yeah. Let me tell you about Missouri. Missouri's got a couple quarterbacks that aren't bad. They have a great, talented young receiver and a really interesting receiving core as a whole. That defense is friggin' horrific. Horrific.
Where was I? Okay, and then they have Auburn at home.
Uh-huh.
Vanderbilt at home.
Uh-huh.
And then there are Florida and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Tennessee at home.
Wow.
At Mississippi State.
You know, that game might be a little more interesting than Georgia bargained for. Go ahead.
Okay, and then they're at Kentucky.
And at Kentucky?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then they have Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I don't care where they play Georgia Tech on the moon. Yeah, look, I think the Texans are right. The people who wrote me that, I think they're right. I think that's a pretty cozy schedule. I mean, I'm not even sure where the toughest games are. I mean, I guess they're Tennessee at home, and the Vols are heading the right direction, particularly on offense, where they averaged 40 points a game last year, and they're going to be really good this year. But their defense still sucks out loud. And then what are the next toughest games? At Mississippi State and at Kentucky? That's the second and third toughest game, I think. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Texans are right. It's a really cozy schedule. I mean, that's why, you know, look, I get stunned by things that happen in college football fairly routinely, but I will be more than stunned if Georgia isn't playing Alabama for the SEC title. I mean, is there any scenario? First of all, there's no scenario on God's green earth that I can see that Alabama isn't there. And there's very few scenarios I can see under which Georgia isn't there. Texas says Oregon. Another says Mississippi State. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe. I mean, maybe. But those are all teams that Georgia, in theory, should beat. Will they drop one to the schedule? I think so. I think they go 11-1. But I think they go to the SEC title game, and I think they lose to Alabama. I mean, I do want to see what Monken does with these tight ends, though. I do want to see what it looks like to have, you know, Bowers and Delp and Gilbert on the field, maybe at the same time. I do want to see what that looks like. I think that's going to be a big issue for opponents. Walter Tula Road Rage, quick break. Oh, before we get a break, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. First of all, it's NFL preseason week one. The games are all already underway. I want to talk a little bit about that. Sure, the starters may only play a drive, if at all, but NFL preseason is still football, and man, have we missed it. Plus, if you're searching for some late-round flyers, there's no better research than watching every play. Get to Twin Peaks for every game where you can watch all the action. All the action. National Rum Day, August 16th. You can't celebrate National Rum Day without mojitos. Order an ice cold minty mojito for $4 at your local Twin Peaks here in Greenville, and let's cheer this essential holiday. You have the UFC 278 event coming up August 20th. All your baseball, you know, look, you're a fan of the game, get in for some daytime action. Get yourself a 29-degree man-size draft. There's just nothing like it. Listen, the scenic views, the beautiful women, the 80 high definition monitors, the 29 degree man size draft beers, the insane selection of mixed drinks, and the greatest surprise of all at Twin Peaks is the food. The food is absolutely outstanding. So get to Twin Peaks and go try it all. I promise you'll thank me later. Quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may be an occasional "Are We There Yet?" And "Don't Make Me Come Back There" for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs. Visit 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Now try your new Supremes with Bojangles' new creamy buffalo sauce. It's bow time.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you've come to know and trust. Our 20th year edition covers everything a Tiger fan would want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2022 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, Food Lion, Lowe's Foods, Dollar General, and convenience stores. Or visit TigerTime.com to order online. Don't miss out.
Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Ben live at Clemson Insurance. August 19th from noon to 3 p.m. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and meet the Clemson Insurance team. Friday, August 19th from noon till 3 p.m. We'll see you there. Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery, American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep, rest assured.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man, and I have exciting news. We are now open at our new location in Greenville. Not only will you be able to get the made-from-scratch pound cakes you have grown to love at our Clemson location, you will also find delicious deli food from Clayton's Deli. Hot sandwiches, cool salads, soups, and more. Don't worry, the Clemson location will still be here on Old Greenville Highway. We're just making it easier for our Greenville customers. Come see us in Greenville at 1628 East North Street, and tell your friends, the Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Winning multiple Ford President's Awards and top-notch online reviews are two reasons why George Coleman Ford should be your choice for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Every week, customers like you post online reviews raving about the buying experience at George Coleman Ford. It's like nothing they've experienced. No hidden fees and straight-up honest customer service. And with new inventory arriving monthly, George Coleman Ford is committed to satisfying you. The best is found in Traveler's Rest, George Coleman Ford.
The CDC reports that over one quarter of all Americans have experienced back pain in the past 3 months. I'm Dr. David Maruz, serving South Carolina for over four decades and a proud Clemson dad. Get the advantage that all 32 NFL teams, D1 football teams, and PGA golfers rely upon. Many patients get relief the very same day. Learn how our team can help you with your back pain today. Feel better faster. Call us at 292-6777 or find out more at chiropractorgreenville.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar,
where every day is game day.
Train to a G. great, great granddaddy rode with John Wesley Hart, gunned down and buried in a grave without a stone. I'm a direct descendant of a long...
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back in Normona. The text line... I love the text line more and more every day. The text line is filled with relatively ruthless people. And on Fridays,
they are.
On Fridays,
they get worse.
Yeah, Fridays, they have no conscience at all. Like this. Walt, are you saying Cow King mattress or Cow King mattress? I thought maybe there's a new size for our wives. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. That's just wrong. Did you read that guy's phone number?
No, I didn't. Why? You want to make sure that...
Yeah, then he gets in trouble. Yeah.
Then he's sleeping in the backyard on the big green mattress tonight.
Yeah, you won't worry about his shape of his mattress because he'll be in the doghouse.
That's right.
Man, that's just wrong. That is totally, completely wrong.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Texter says, well, speaking of tight ends, Miami is one of the more talented rooms in the country after George. I agree with that. They think they have three NFL guys in that room. Mallory, of course, but they love Arroyo, and who's more athletic than Mallory and a better blocker than add in arguably top Frost and Skinner, who Mario Flipp from Saban in Alabama before early signing day. He's freakish with long arms, runs like a wide receiver. I think Gattis is going to draw up a lot of good stuff for this group. I would agree with that 100%. I'm with you 100%. I think, listen, starting with Mallory, he's a big time player, and I think he's going to have an enormous year for Miami, and that the rest of that group is going to be impactful too. I think it's a good call on your part, Texter 706. I would agree with that. For the first time ever, Ramona, I'm agreeing with some of what Miami fans are saying. And
I know that's a little nuts.
Well,
too.
I think they are
scary.
I think they are headed in the right direction at warp speed. I mean, this is legitimate. Now, again, they can't get up to snuff immediately. It's still going to take a little bit of time, but the only challenge right now is they have to win their division. And I think that winning their division is going to happen. Now, that defense last year was horrific, and it's not going to get significantly better overnight. They're still going to have to outscore a lot of opponents, but I think that Tyler Van Dyke is going to give them the ability to outscore a lot of opponents as they did a year ago. Once Van Dyke took over in the second half of the season, that offense made a complete transformation. With Van Dyke, as I said, I think Van Dyke's the best Miami quarterback since Jim Kelly. Now, you know, I see these people write, well, he has a howitzer for an arm. No, he doesn't. He has a good arm, but not a great arm. But what he does incredibly well is he layers the ball. For a young quarterback, he has a unique ability to layer the ball, throw the ball with touch. And he sees the whole field. He has remarkable vision for a young quarterback. Now, he looks like he's 45, so maybe that helps. I mean, maybe you know, these Florida State people, they just hate Miami, Ramona. They hate them. Like, all I get from these Florida State people, I swear, this is what I get all the time. I get, why are you picking them to win the division? They suck. The Florida State people do not like Miami at all, and I get it. But you have to acknowledge that, you know, change is definitely afoot at Miami. There's no question about it. From the top down, you know, getting Radakovich was a boost. You know, having Ruiz is a boost. You know, look, I don't care because they're playing by the rules or within the framework of these rules. And then landing Van Dyke and seeing what Van Dyke has done already is enormous. Now, look. There's going to be more film on Van Dyke this year. People are going to have a little bit better idea how to deal with him. There could still be some bumps and hurdles along the way. But Cristobal was a huge addition. He's actually a real coach, not Manny Diaz. And he understands that football games are won and lost at the line of scrimmage. And he's going to rebuild Miami in that image. And that's what they've lacked for a million years. But I'm telling you, I get – All I get from Florida State people is their Miami hatred. Now, I'm getting a lot of Miami hatred toward Florida State right now. Tessa Dineforos is a Miami, better Miami quarterback than Gino Toretta. Hell yes. You know what? We had Gino Toretta on, Ramona. Do you remember that?
Is he the one that
thought he was the greatest quarterback in the history of mankind?
He got the Heisman, and that was his deal.
He won the Heisman Trophy. Yeah. He's one of the worst Heisman Trophy winners in history. But he thought,
yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but he actually thinks like he's like the greatest quarterback who ever lived. He actually believes that. Gino Toretta was the most egotistical player coach we have ever had on. And there was no reason for it because he never should have won the Heisman Trophy. I don't even remember why we had him on. I mean, he was probably hawking something. I mean,
he might have been a book or.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. But like I was trying not to laugh. It was like the Finding Bigfoot guy.
Nothing's like.
Oh my God! Speaking of that,
what?
You know, I asked you to send me that recently.
Yeah, I did.
And I listened to that.
Uh huh.
Oh my God! That's some of the greatest radio in history.
Well, I told you.
If I do say so myself.
When I cut it in half, I told you I was trying to, you know, get the end of a question and then start the new half. And the start of your question was, "What is their diet?"
Oh, it was just
like, oh no!
The whole thing was so hysterical. I mean, I really do
believe he fell for it, hook, line.
Yeah, oh, he did. And you kept saying to me, like you would say to me, like every break, "I don't know how you're doing this with a straight face."
Yeah, I had to turn around because I was afraid if I was laughing, you would lose it or something.
And somehow, again, I don't know how long ago this was, but I'm telling you, we need. I don't know when we'll have a chance to play this. I don't know when, but we really need to play it because
we can put it up on the thing.
Oh yeah, maybe we could do that
on the website.
Yeah, that'd be the answer because it's like 40 minutes or 50 minutes. And if people remember the show Finding Bigfoot, we had Matt Moneymaker from that show on.
Oh, it was classic.
And I led on like I was a huge believer in Bigfoot but Ramona was a skeptic, a hater, that she didn't believe
in
any of that.
I didn't believe it, no way, no how.
Yeah, and I said, you know, but I'm a big believer, you know, and I played up to it for all 45 or 50 minutes, trying not to burst into laughter at any 1 minute, you know, and I told him that I had seen Bigfoot in Holman Park.
And that's like a subdivision.
Yeah, home and trailer park. Yeah. I told him I had seen Bigfoot. Yeah. And he goes, we'll record that. We'll put that in the records.
I know. Now, to his credit.
To his
later,
credit?
Let me finish my sentence.
I can't wait.
To his credit, when we went to have him on again, he was nowhere to be found.
Oh, yeah, because...
So he may have figured out that he was due. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, he found out what was up in the minutes
after...
Well,
he figured out Homeland Park was...
Well, no, look, here's what I think happened, okay? Uh-huh. I think as soon as dude got off radio, he wanted to hear the feedback. So I think he listened... As soon as he got off radio,
and that's when he found out that we were just making him because we did want to have him on again.
Yeah, yeah.
And they told me something like he was on some sort of
safari.
Basically, it wasn't a safari, but it was basically that whatever you call it, sabbatical or whatever.
Yeah.
He won't be back for weeks and weeks. That's exactly what they, because they went, "Who is this again?" And I told them, and they're like, "Oh,
so oh no, not you."
There's probably a big sign in the office that says, "Don't ever go on this interview anymore."
I'm telling you what, this is like a week ago or 2 weeks ago that I listened to that, and oh my God, I forgot how glorious that whole thing was.
Oh, I know.
It's just, it was so.
Oh, my producer really doesn't work. I believe it. Don't worry.
It was
Is it
so,
big feet or big
yeah,
foot?
Yeah, it was so hysterical.
You know, why haven't we seen any bugs?
Did you ask him?
I can't remember. Did you ask him if they have funerals or is that just in my head?
No, I said one of the things though that troubles me. I said I'm a complete believer, but one of the things that troubles me is why do we never find any bones?
Yeah, any remains.
He had that answer. Yeah, he said, well, they bury their bones. I said,
and then he went on to explain, because when I was cutting it off, I was like, went on to explain that how you don't find a lot of bones out in the woods because other critters come along and eat them and stuff. So that's not unusual. He was letting you know that was not unusual that you didn't find bones in the woods because... answer for everything. I'm sure that he had to.
I asked him if they had a favorite sexual position.
Did you ask him that? I didn't hear that. You did? He didn't.
I asked him, did he? I asked him if they favored the missionary position.
Was he done by then?
I'm telling you.
What did he say?
I can't remember. I just know.
Maybe when he was listening to it, that was one of the questions.
Yeah, I just know it was like 40 to 50 minutes of the funniest radio ever. And so, yeah, we really need to do that.
Yeah, I can find it again.
Yeah,
I sent it to you, right? So I'll get it again. And I'll get it put up. Amy will put it up. She'll love that.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. It's just too funny to be believed. And you kept asking me, you kept saying to me, how are you doing this with a straight face? And I said, I don't know. I just needed to play the whole thing out. Let me squeeze Gamecock Will in here. Gamecock Will. Hey, Will, how are you, Will?
What's up?
How you doing, Will?
I'm doing good, Will. How about you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you getting me in. I want to talk about my Gamecocks.
Yeah.
Tell me more about defense first. I know we got Birch and Cam Smith. I know we got a few pieces, but tell me we're going to be at least above average.
I can't do that. I can't tell you're going to be above average. I think you have an elite NFL cornerback. You obviously have five-star talent in Pickens and Birch. Neither one of which has played like a five-star yet. I think that Birch is the more talented of the two guys, but you need both those guys to step up. You added Reed as a grad transfer. I think the defense will be okay. I don't think it'll be awful. If your offense improves dramatically in terms of point production, that may be all you need. I mean, you averaged 22 points a game last year. That's just not going to get it done. You were like 110th or something. I would think that you're going to average 30 points a game. I would think that number is going to go up 7-8 points, and that should mean some additional wins.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Now I was going to get to the offense. I was talking about tight ends a while ago. We got Barrow and
Stardner. Hey, you know what, Will? Hold on. I started you late. Let me hold you through the break. I'll come back to you because obviously we're going to talk for a couple minutes. Len, you're after him. Hey, let me tell you about my guy, Mark Spain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Listen, get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate and sell your home hassle-free. Hi, this is Walt Tiptula. Did you know that Mark Spain Real Estate has been helping homeowners sell their homes for nearly 30 years? Over 44,000 satisfied clients have trusted them to sell their homes when starting their next phase in life. Did you know that the Wall Street Journal and Real Trends rank Mark Spain Real Estate the number one real estate team in the United States for the fifth year in a row, having sold more homes than any other real estate team? Why would you go anywhere else when you want to sell your home then? Why? Get the Mark Spain guaranteed offer. Get the no-hassle guaranteed offer where you don't need to worry about showing your home or painting your home or any of that stuff. Hey, listen, how about this? Here are some testimonials. Melissa writes, I trusted Marks Marine Real Estate to sell my home. They made it easy. I received an all-cash offer within hours. We did not have to move out until we found a new home. With three dogs and two kids, I was thankful we could skip all the showings and sell our home stress-free. How about that? Scott says, Marks Marine Real Estate made selling my home simple. We talked to a lot of agents before selling, and Marks Marine Real Estate got us the most money. They made selling our home quick and easy. Listen, Marks Marine Real Estate is a real estate company I trust. When it comes time to sell my home, Marks Marine Real Estate is the only company I'm going to be doing business with. I suggest you do the same. Call my friends at Marks Marine Real Estate, 855-299-SOLD, 855-299-SOLD, or go to markspain.com, Mark with a K, M-A-R-K, Spain like the country, S-P-A-I-N, markspain.com to get your guaranteed offer on your home today. That's markspain.com. Start packing. Of course, when you call, tell them I sent. Tell them I sent. Yeah, that's the way this deal works. Quick break.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United.
Link your Ingalls Advantage card to your child's school, giving the advantage to those who really need it. That's our pledge to you.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This week at Ingalls, select varieties, Mott's apple juice or sauce cups, 2 for $4. Select 7 to 12 ounce board and cheese, 2 for $5. And select varieties, Hormel pepperoni, $3.98 each. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. They're a clean-cut and reliable team, pack and assemble furniture seamlessly. So all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
It's time to discover the perfect gift at Turner's Jewelers. You'll find dazzling jewelry guaranteed to make her smile on a special occasion or just because. Stunning silver and gold, gems and diamonds, earrings, watches, and so much more. Choose a wedding band as beautiful as she is and as bold as you. Plus, Turner's can custom create any piece for your lifestyle. Find the sparkle in every moment online at turnersjewelers.com or stop by Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Summer is here and it's time to make the living easy with Crasto Storm Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Crasto Storm Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Get a guaranteed offer from Marks Marine Real Estate and sell your home hassle-free. Hi, this is Walt Deptula. With the guaranteed offer from Marks Marine Real Estate, you can receive an all-cash offer and move when you're ready. Their guaranteed offer keeps you in control. Don't worry about the hassle of constant cleaning and making costly repairs. There are no showings, no open houses, no stress. One of their clients, Diane, said, Marks Marine Real Estate sold my home and I did not have to move out until I found my new home. They made selling a home and moving easy. Marks Marine Real Estate has nearly 10,000 five-star reviews, just like Diane's. Why? They know what matters most, a quick sale and maximum profit. Find out what a guaranteed offer would be on your home. There's no obligation. Trust the number one real estate company in the U.S. for closed transactions by the Wall Street Journal. Call 855-299-SOLD or go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. That's markspain.com and start packing.
A Clemson original, the Tiger Sports Shop has been the number one destination for Tiger gear, apparel, and gifts since 1974. The Tiger Sports Shop helps you wear your Clemson pride on your sleeves with two convenient locations that are still family run. We are your excuse for a visit to Clemson and a must do on game day. The Tiger Sports Shop, born out of necessity, fueled by passion. We are the place for all Clemson gear and merchandise. Open 24/7 at tigersports.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Cold-heartedly you took me in with sweet words of deceit. Now the truth rolls like a fire through me, too painful to believe. But I will not be defeated. The hurt will only make me strong. God as my witness, I'm gonna right this wrong.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. A couple things. I'm coming right to you, Gamecock Will and Len. One, on the Deshaun Watson thing, Watson's getting ready to play against Jacksonville and against Trevor Lawrence. I don't know whether the ixnay will be put on that or not before that game is played. He's prepping to play. Cleveland's announced him as a starter. Peter Harvey has not issued any ruling yet. It may be too late in the day for a ruling, some sort of injunction to be issued, because the NFL does not want Deshaun Watson on a football field. They don't. But yesterday, Ramona, we learned that this happened, that Deshaun Watson and his camp offered the NFL a new settlement. Now, he was suspended for 6 games by the finding of the arbitrator, but that was not binding, so it wasn't even a real thing. It was not a binding arbitration. It was just a play-acting arbitration. But Watson and his camp have issued a counteroffer. They're willing to take an 8-game suspension and have Watson pay a $5 million fine. Now, that's a rather substantial fine until you look at the nature of his contract. And honestly, it sort of smacks of desperation, the offer of 8 games and $5 million. I think it's clear that they expect that Deshaun Watson's going to be suspended for the entire season.
For more than 8 games,
yeah, he's going to be surely. Yeah, he's going to be suspended for the whole year.
Otherwise, they wouldn't offer that.
Right, so I think it's clear. I don't think the NFL is going to accept that settlement. I think that Deshaun Watson's going to apparently play in a preseason game, but I think that he is going to be suspended for the entire year. It's going to be a long time before Deshaun Watson plays football again. It just is. Because, I mean, you're going to be talking like 3 years by the time he plays again, which is astonishing.
Wow.
But that's where you're headed. Because, again, they don't make that. There is no way they make an offer, a counter offer of $5 million if they don't know what's coming.
The recommendation by the arbitrator was
meaningless.
6 games.
But meaningless, because it's not binding. And the players' union did not agree to binding arbitration. Therefore, that was just like play acting. It was like, okay, we'll see if we get the result the NFL wants. The NFL saying, basically, we'll see if we get the result we want in this little play act. If we do, then fine. If we don't, then we'll just go over their heads.
Going to intervene and go over their heads.
Right, we'll just go over their heads. Okay. And it's patently clear now to me that the NFL is basically saying, you're going to be suspended for the whole year. And they know that because, again, there's no way they make that counteroffer. I mean, it's a pretty significant counteroffer.
Yeah.
8 games and $5 million is a pretty significant counteroffer.
So that $5 million is like paying a fine?
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be fined $5 million. And but the NFL, I don't think they intend on accepting that at all. And I think they know fully well what Peter Harvey is going to rule. I think that's why. Listen, Goodell could have done this himself, but he opted not to because he's going to, again, make it seem like it's out of his hands.
Well,
make,
I think that was kind of smart on his part.
Well, yes, but make no mistake about it. They are choosing Peter Harvey because they expect a certain outcome. That's why. Oh. They have selected Peter Harvey. He's their hand-selected guy because they expect a certain outcome. And the outcome is going to be that Deshaun Watson may play in a preseason game tonight, but I don't think he's playing in a football game this year. And I don't know what that means for the Cleveland Browns and their future. Back to Gamecock, Will. Will, how are you?
Doing good, bro.
All right, Will. So the offense, is that what we're talking about now, the offense?
Yeah, the offense, you know, starting in Bell, tight ends, and I think we got legit at least five receivers.
I would agree with that.
Then I think we got five legit running backs. Then since the spur years, we finally have an elite quarterback, which I think can throw over 3 to 3,500 yards this year.
I don't disagree with anything you've said.
So with that saying, I'm saying 8-4. And hopefully win the bowl game, win 9 games. But I think, to me, we sort of like Tennessee. I think we got finally, since the spur years, explosive offense, but a so-so defense. And like you said, we're going to have to outscore people, which I think we can do for a change now.
Yeah, you know, look, there might be something to that. I think 8 is the upside. You know, the schedule is tough, and that concerns me a little bit. You know, the Vegas number on South Carolina is only 5.5, but I've already predicted South Carolina to go over that. And I do think that offensively, you've got a lot of weapons. I've said repeatedly, this is the most weapons I've seen South Carolina have in a very long time. So, yeah, I agree. I think having Marshawn Lloyd back fully healthy and be an actual Marshawn Lloyd is going to be a big boost. And I think Juju McDowell is a talented guy that every time I see him get the ball in space, he does something with it. So, you know, Christian Beal-Smith's more of a short yardage guy to me, red zone runner, short yardage runner. You know, he's sort of the 4 yards in a cloud of dust type, but he gives you another big body back if anything happened to Lloyd. So I think you have pieces there. I think Josh Van is an NFL wide receiver. I just think he's been covered up by bad quarterback play.
So, Walt, do you really think that with the big four, you got Arkansas, Georgia, A&M, and Clemson. I'm just saying them four. I think we win two out of them four. If we split them four, I could definitely see 8 or more.
Wait a minute. Arkansas, Georgia, Clemson, who?
A&M.
Oh, I don't know, Will. Those are all...
Well, we got Georgia home, we got A&M.
I mean, look, you have a better chance of beating Georgia than you do Clemson. I think that's a given. You have a history with Georgia. You often play them tight, and it's going to be early in the season where Georgia is sort of retooling. You know, I think Arkansas should be a competitive game. A&M is at A&M, right? Is that a Kyle Field?
No, it's a home. It's a home.
Oh, is it? Well, that'll help.
It's about time for us to break through.
Yeah, that'll help. We'll see how it plays out. But I do think you're going to score at least a touchdown a game more than you did last year. I think that's a fact. You scored 22 a game last year.
I'm saying 30 points a game.
I think that's reasonable. I think you're going to be around 30 points a game. I mean, you know, if everything works out, maybe even a little better than that. But yeah, I think you do get to the 30-point mark. I think you're going to be right around that level.
And if we stay healthy, well, I think we beat Kentucky this year finally.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Kentucky's not going anywhere. They're still going to be really good. They're still really tough. I would still favor them because they have a winning program at this point. They're just further along in the process than you are.
Well, you and Mom have a good weekend.
Yep. Thank you, Will. Good job. Len, great to have you as always, Len.
Hey, thanks, Walt. Hey, I hate to burst Gamecocks Will's bubble, but the defensive line is not very good. Carolina, their offensive line isn't very good. You know, Rattler was okay last year, but he had a lot more talent around him at Oklahoma. He still didn't play that well. So, you averaged zero against Clemson last year. So, Gamecock Will, you'll probably score 7 to 10 against Clemson this year. Don't get your hopes up. I need to see it to believe it. It all starts in the trenches. And speaking of college football, I think Clemson's going to be on a mission. And I'm not being biased because I'm a Clemson fan. I think in the trenches, Clemson is as good as anyone in the country. I think their offensive line is going to improve. They've got a freshman in there, Blake Miller, who's going to come in and probably start. I think they're deeper on the offensive line. And I think DJ could have up and left, but he didn't. I think that says a lot. I think he's going to have a good year. And I think our defense is going to be lights out. I don't care who we're playing. I don't care if it's Ohio State, Alabama, who it is. Our defense is going to be nasty this year. So anyway, Gamecock, Will, sorry, but you're going to be the same old Carolina this year. All right, now let's talk about Dallas. Let's talk about my Cowboys.
Yeah.
Do you want a non-biased, real quick, we're up at the break, opinion? And I will not talk about Dallas the rest of the year. And by the way, if Deshaun gets suspended for a year, I'm not watching any NFL because you know what? This is America, and he wasn't convicted in a court of law. Innocent until proven guilty. Goodell, I can't stand Goodell. He's terrible. Anyway, back to Dallas. Here's the deal. I'm looking at every position group on the Dallas Cowboys. And as I really, really look at it with a fine-tooth comb, I can't see any position group except linebacker where we might be in the top 10. And that's because of...
Wait a minute.
I've really analyzed this here in the past couple of weeks. So, well, tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me any position group on Dallas that you think they're top 10 in.
You
can't do it. Maybe linebacker.
Well, you know, look, I think the offensive line has a chance to be pretty good. You know, they need to stay healthy. But you know, I think that group has a chance to be pretty good. The Michael Gallup situation hurts at receiver. I told you this before, though. I think the guy who's going to step up is Jalen Tolbert. I think he was a steal out of South Alabama. I really liked him coming out in the draft. He's a little bigger-bodied receiver who has the ability to get over the top. I think Tolbert is going to help, particularly with the Gallup situation. I don't know whether you want to call it linebacker or whether you want to call Micah Parsons a down lineman because he's used that edge so much. But, you know, wherever you put Parsons, you could say that unit has a chance to be pretty good. You know, with Gallimore, Odighizuwa, and DeMarcus Lawrence and Parsons, you know, that group should put some pressure on people. But yeah,
Is Dak top 10? Would you say Dak is a top 10 quarterback?
I think he's like right about 10. You know, I think he's right in that range.
Okay. Then we have how many games we're playing this year? 17?
17.
They're going to go 9-8. Here's the deal. And I don't even think
Wait a minute, Len. Len, where are all these weeks leading up? Super Bowl, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Now we haven't even started the season.
It's closer to it.
We're getting closer, and you're bailing.
You want to hear something else, too, that I'm going to shock you with?
Quick.
Brady's team doesn't even get 10 wins because I think they're weak in a lot of areas.
All right, bye. It was Super Bowl, the weekly Cowboy update on Super Bowl. Now it's 9-8. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation? And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
The magic to save fuel costs at home is right under your feet. Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat, cool, and provide hot water to your home. There's a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace. Magic right under your feet.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
It's time to discover the perfect gift at Turner's Jewelers. You'll find dazzling jewelry guaranteed to make her smile on a special occasion or just because. Stunning silver and gold, gems and diamonds, earrings, watches, and so much more. Choose a wedding band as beautiful as she is and as bold as you. Plus, Turner's can custom create any piece for your lifestyle. Find the sparkle in every moment online at turnersjewelers.com or stop by Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Kick off your Labor Day weekend with Jimmy Johnson live in concert at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Amphitheater.
High cost of living, ain't nothing like the cost of living high.
For one night only, Anderson County presents Jimmy Johnson, Blackberry Smoke, and Megan Maroney on Thursday, September 1st.
It's a place out on the ocean.
A recent inductee into the Grand Ole Opry and multi-Grammy Award.